Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this word that is on my heart, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that I can do it justice, Father God. Help me to put it across clearly and beautifully for my brothers and sisters so we can all flow together with you and extend your kingdom and play our part, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. Sorry, Danita. Danita is, I'm just letting her sleep in. And this word has been burning in my heart, so I just want to share it. And it's Psalm 111. And it's speaking there. Sorry, I haven't got the word in front of me now. But it's speaking there about finding assembly, a church, and where we can express our thankfulness and our joy that comes from our heart in the congregation. And I was just thinking it in this sense, you know, when the Bible speaks about the natural is first and then the spiritual. So in the natural, we were born into a certain household, and in that household, we learned to crawl and then walk and then run and ride bicycles. So it's a process, and we need to understand that. And yeah, again, just there's a word in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, the last chapter. He says, rejoice always and aim for perfection. The King James says, aim for perfection. And that's more, push on into maturity. And then the Amplified says, be complete, be complete. And so we are always growing. So when we just in our own household, I remember our dad was the biggest and the best and the strongest. But then as we grew, we saw, hey, other dads and other people are also big and beautiful. And then we were, for the better and or for the worse, we were pulled into another way of thinking, glorying in different things, and then our boundary lines got bigger. But then ultimately there was a time when we had to come to that place that this broad way is leading to destruction. Pastor Steve Matusiki shared there about what happened to those that never took hold of the day of visitation. And that the Bible says broad is the way to destruction. There's only two kingdoms. And so we got off that highway to hell by coming through Jesus. We entered into the kingdom. And then when we entered into this kingdom, we were born again through people in a different congregation, a certain congregation, and then that became, they became our joy and our place of fellowship. Or we got born again, like me, and then were brought into a certain place. But the bottom line is we started growing. We started then finding out, and then just starting in the natural, our pastor was the biggest and the best. And then we started seeing that there is other pastors, evangelists, prophets that are also beautiful. So our boundary line started growing. But what I want to encourage you this morning, where we've got to get to, and it's so important, is we need to, according to Hebrews 12:22, come. He says we have, not going to, we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the city of the living God. And so we need to get there, guys. We need to see that, you know. And why is it so important to see that? Because in this kingdom, there you've got the God the Father, the God of all love, and you've got Jesus. That's why you hear me so often. I'm well aware of Jesus with us. He's back into all his glory, all over, all knowing, all powerful. So you don't want to exclude the Father and the Son, and just it's just the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit, Father and Son, they work together. So yeah, so you've come to Jesus, you in the king, the kingdom is righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. In the Holy Spirit we've come to Jesus, we come to the Father. But then he says we have come to the spirit of just men made perfect, spirit of righteous men made perfect, to our names recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yeah, so that's important. And to the church of the firstborn, and then explains the church of the firstborn is the spirit of just men made perfect, to our names that are written in heaven. Now this is important, guys. Now if we should go back to chapter 11, there it speaks about the Old Testament guys. We got all the beautiful 144,000, the guys that saw in the distance Jesus, and God met them, and they walked with him, and they had a journey, and they got a unique story. That story that was recorded for them in the Lamb's Book of Life, they already started partaking of. But then so you got this beautiful testimony. So you got the picture of living by faith from these guys, all Old Testament guys, no New Testament guys there. And then right on the end of the chapter, it says they weren't made perfect apart from us. You know, that's so important, guys. They all longed that they never received the fullness, because they will only receive it when we received it. Now, when did we receive it? We go back to chapter 10. There it speaks about one sacrifice. He has justified. He has brought us into perfection. And we can see now also the importance why I'm saying that we have come to Mount Zion. The perfection, the goodness, the kingdom is here, and the kingdom is extending. And we, as children of this kingdom, we need to partake of fellowship with the Father and Son. And then we find our place in this kingdom. And then when Jesus is all, you know, and he's number one, and he is the author and the perfecter of your faith, you start then, it comes a time when he bursts in you, when you see that all about Jesus is also all about you, because he was the firstborn among many brethren, and you are co-heir with him now, and you're not doing anything apart from him. You're married, and you're flowing with him. And what are you flowing with him? To play a part of extending that kingdom. So the kingdom is like a boat that is here to fill, or it's here to come and to fill this earth. And you play a part with a purpose in this kingdom. You have got, there is good works. You are God's workmanship for good works that are laid out for you. So you see the importance, guys. So we need to see more further and take hold of these great realities that are here. In John 14, Jesus speaks about going to prepare a place for us so that we can be where he is. And then further in the chapter, he says, in that day, you will know that I'm in the Father and you are in me. And so many people are still waiting for that day. Psalm 110 that we just went through last week just showed us that day came. When Jesus went up into heaven, he brought about the new. He led all the people of old, the people of faith, Hebrews 11 people, into the kingdom. And then from that moment on, his day has been growing. And it's growing, coming to its fullness. So the realities are there. And in that day started there, and that day started for us when we acknowledged the stone the builders rejected became the chief cornerstone, which was marvelous to us. Then the path of the righteous started for us. We entered into the kingdom, and we've got a purpose, and we've got destiny now. Amen. So yeah, okay, now the cross reference there for John 14 is Colossians, where Paul writes, he says, our lives are hid with Christ in God. And whenever Christ is revealed, we are revealed with him in glory. Can you see the importance, guys? To see now that day came, and that day came 2,000 years ago. We are only waking up now. Why are we waking up? Because we are loving the Word. We are getting into the Word, and we are building our life on the Word. And And then in building our life on the word, we have woken up to the revelation words. Jesus has seen our hearts and he's drawn close, and then he's our shepherd now. Amen. So be blessed, guys, to run into the fullness and embrace the fullness of this love plan, this beauty that is here. And it's so important we embrace it, because there's still people in the wrong kingdom that need to be brought into the kingdom of God. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.